Good morning. I'm Chastity Jones. Children of God, siblings of Christ, the Holy Spirit has called and gathered us here. Let us worship together. Welcome to worship, one and all, no matter where you are in your faith journey. We extend a special welcome to those of you who worship with us through our radio broadcast on KCHK Radio and to all who join us online through our website, ZionLeeSewer.com. We welcome your comments, contributions, and prayer requests. Today's radio broadcast and bulletins are sponsored by Zion members. Thank you to everyone who supports these ministries. The sermon this morning is titled, The Real Dirt on Confirmation, by Pastor Jan. Rally Sunday will be held on October 5th. Join us for this special service as we rally together as a community to recommit to the ministries of Zion. It will be a Sunday of celebration, good food, and lots of good company. Stay after the worship service for the Egg Bake Brunch. Menu includes egg bakes, fresh fruit, muffins, coffee, juice, milk. Volunteers are needed to help make the egg bake brunch happen. Please sign up to help out. The sign-up sheet is in the table by the entry. Thank you to the adult choir for today's wonderful music. This morning, we will witness the baptism of Callie Kale and the confirmation of Callie Kale, Chloe Kale, Macy Sullivan, Riley Sullivan, and Elena Thelman, who have prayerfully prepared to affirm their baptismal vows and embrace a life rooted in Christ. Please join us in worship with us to help celebrate their dedication. The annual Henderson Community Worship Service will be held on Sunday, September 28th at 11 at the Bender Park Shelter. Country and gospel music will be provided by Alan Carlson. An offering towards Sibley County Food Share will be taken. Everyone is welcome. Fusion begins Wednesday, October 1st. There is still time to register. Your financial support of the radio broadcast in any amount helps keep the worship services available to those who are unable to attend in worship. And Dan Brown has an announcement and update on our interim search.
Good morning. My name is Dan Brown, and I serve as a member of the Church Council. I'd like to take a moment to update you on where we are in our pastoral search process. We have formed an interim search committee, and we have put together an interim profile that we have submitted to the conference and have that ready for a job posting for that position. Securing an interim position is an important step that will allow us time and space needed to thoughtfully search for and eventually call our next settled pastor. This process will take some time. In the meantime, I'm excited to share the good news that our executive committee has interviewed and hired a part-time pastor, a bridge pastor, Pastor Bill Klima, who has graciously accepted our call to assist in leading worship through the end of this year. We are grateful for his willingness to walk with us in this season and for your continued prayers and support as we move forward together as a congregation. Thank you.
We praise you, Lord, the Almighty God, the Maker of all things. We worship you with gladness in every season, in every situation. We see your hands at work in our lives. Help us to surrender and trust in your name. Just as the trees lose their leaves, let us shed our old selves so we may grow anew in your goodness. Help us to embrace the change, to know you are in control, to trust in you through every trial. For even in times of darkness, we know your light still shines.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism, and let us pray. In baptism, God, you have given us the freedom from sin and from death, joining us in the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us your own, and that we are born children by water and the Holy Spirit, reborn as yours and made members of the church, the body of Christ. May we live with Christ, and in the communion of saints, let us grow together in faith, love, and obedience, according to your will, through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, together with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Will you please stand now and join together in our opening hymn, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore You. Seated. And at this time, I'd like to invite Callie Kale forward for the sacrament of baptism, as well as Brian and Amanda. Callie and Kale, do you desire to be baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? Do you renounce the powers of evil and the desire, the freedom of the new life in Christ?
I do.
Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
I do.
Do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciple, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the world and word of Jesus Christ as best as you are able?
I promise with the help of God.
Do you promise, according to the grace given to you, to grow in Christian faith and to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and furthering Christ's mission in all the world? And now I invite you, congregation, to respond to this question. Jesus Christ calls us to make disciples of all nations and to offer them the gift of grace in baptism. Do you, who witness and celebrate this sacrament, promise your love, support, and care to the one about to be baptized as she lives and grows in Christ?
We promise our love.
Christ be with you. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for the gift of creation called forth by your saving word. Before the world had shape and form, your spirit moved over the waters. Out of the waters of the deep, you formed the firmament and brought forth the earth to sustain all life. Jesus was baptized by John in the water of the Jordan, became living water to a woman at the Samaritan well, washed the feet of the disciples, and sent them forth to baptize all nations by water and the Spirit. Bless by your Holy Spirit, gracious God, this water. By your Holy Spirit, save those who confess the name of Jesus Christ. Save those who confess the name of Jesus Christ, that sin may have no power over them. Create new life in the one baptized this day, that she may rise in Christ. Glory to you, eternal God, the one who was, who is, and shall always be, world without end. Amen. Callie and Kale, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, you filled the world with joy by giving us the gift of Jesus. Bless Callie. May she be filled with joy. May she never be ashamed to confess her personal faith in you. Bless the parents of this child, Brian and Amanda. May they always show gratitude for the life you have given by loving and caring for Callie. And bless all of these, your faithful people. Unite them in the peace of Christ and in the company of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Callie and Cale, you are a child of God. Blessed be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And here is the light for you, Callie, shining this day. And we're going to stand now and greet you as the newly baptized, soon to be confirmed. Let's greet Callie and her parents. And now, as God's own faithful people, let us greet one another by sharing the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you all. Welcome. Love you guys.
Our scripture lesson is from Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. For I want you to know how greatly I strive for you and for those in Laodicea and for all those who have not seen me face to face. I want their hearts to be encouraged and united in love so that they may have all the riches of assured understanding and have the knowledge of God's mystery. That is, Christ, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I am saying this so that no one may deceive you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, and I rejoice to see your orderly conduct and firmness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. The word of the Lord. Our gospel lesson is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 9. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, but because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up and the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations upon all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Well, after 2-3 years of confirmation classes, here we are at last. And followed by your friends, Tucker and Leo, who have the dirt on you. I want you to take home a bag of that. Actually, it's going to be a gift, probably better for your moms and dads or your grandparents. But I wanted to remind you of the gospel lesson for today. This is such a great day for our congregation, adding the five of you to the membership of our church. And I want to say thank you to parents and grandparents and mentors who've guided you in this process. And I want to say a special thanks to Shelby for helping us with the stoles that you see up here in front today. You know, as you're seated up here in front of us, looking wonderful, thinking wonderful, nervous thoughts about what's about to happen, I want to remind you that many of your friends are sleeping in this morning. You got up early and you showed up, and we're so grateful to have you here today and to hear you proclaim your faith. And yet, in the great joy of this day, we all need to be reminded of the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of people who, on this very day where we celebrate Christian faith, many who will never darken the door of the church. And so we rejoice all the more that you've come here this morning to share your gift of faith with us and to proclaim your willingness to serve in the name of Christ. Now, today you heard Jesus telling a parable about a farmer. As always, Jesus takes the crowd by surprise and tells them, this is not your average farmer. This farmer takes that precious, incredibly expensive seed and just starts casting it to the four winds. The seed lands on the road. It's in gravel and dirt, among the thistles and among the stones. And wherever it lands, it's getting eaten up by the birds. It's shriveling up in the heat with no water. It's getting choked off by all the weeds. Now, Jesus really had the attention of the crowd that day, because anybody that just randomly tossed their seeds had to be a little bit crazy. To a wise farmer, good soil isn't just dirt. It's the birthplace of a wonderful crop, a successful crop. And you see, this parable teaches us about the importance of having an open, receptive heart to the Word of God. Just by chance, though, some of that seed fell into the rich, fertile soil, and it springs to life. Jesus tells us that the harvest was amazing. Some 30, 60, even 100 times much grain was in the yield from all those little seeds. Now, here's the reason for that parable. Jesus was not the president of FFA. He was not teaching ag at the junior college. He was trying to plant the Word of God in the unpredictable soil of the human heart. Not only are those hearts sometimes rocky and full of thorns, sometimes choked with weeds, sometimes you can't even see it. It's invisible. So you can't tell just by looking at somebody what kind of heart they have. You can't tell by looking at somebody's report card or the trophies they have displayed on their shelf. You can only tell by the harvest. Confirmation Day is a commitment to be the good soil. It's a commitment to be the safe space for those seeds of God's love to grow and bear fruit in the world. And yet, sometimes, God plants a seed that bears a totally different kind of fruit. That happens sometimes. I want to explain that. There was a famous runner by the name of Tangi Pepyo, and he was an amazing runner. He was recruited for the track and field program at University of Oregon. They have a great track and field program. Tangi was going to be in a qualifying race with the other track stars from all over the United States. And the winner of that race was going to make Team USA for the Olympics. So it was extremely important. Tangi was favored to win, and he knew it. He started out really well. He proceeded through that steeplechase easily ahead of all the other runners and thinking that he was headed for victory, and with the finish line just in sight, he started turning his head and waving to the crowd to get them to cheer for him and applaud. Unfortunately, though, all that waving and turning his head caused him to slow down just enough so that the second place guy surged past him and won the race. Take a look.
Take my word for it. There's a moral to this story.
Yeah, it looked like a coronation for Tangi Pepyo. He's getting the crowd. He wants the crowd to cheer his performance. And at the end, he gets pipped. He gets pipped by Maren Simon of Washington. And you just can't do this kind of stuff, Lewis.
You can't. And you know, you see his face, and you know no one has to say anything. They don't have to explain it to him. He'll never make that mistake again.
What an incredible disappointment that must have been for him. Did you notice the ending, though? He made a wonderful friend in the guy who actually won the race. Now, this failure to continue to the end doesn't happen very often in the sports world. But when it does happen, sometimes there's an unexpected blessing. People get injured. They get distracted. And if they're not number one, sometimes they want to just give up. The Apostle Paul, whose letter you heard this morning, said, "As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him." You see, Paul is telling them here, you started out well, but the journey is only just beginning. And the life of faith is like that too. I wish it could be otherwise, but you will get hurt sometimes. You're going to get distracted sometimes and maybe be drawn to pull away. And there will be times where you will almost certainly feel like giving up. But here's the good news. You remember all those people you walked by this morning? Remember all those people seated behind you today? And one of them actually up in the choir, two of them. Three of them up in the choir loft today, your mentors. Those are the people who made promises at your baptism. Your parents and grandparents. The people who tied your shoes. The people who listened to you singing in the Christmas program. The people who dried your tears and prayed for you all these years and are going to continue to pray for you. Well, guess what? They've been hurt too. They've gotten distracted sometimes too. And yep, there have been many times where they probably felt like giving up. And yet, here they are, all of them today, to bless you. All those people who struggled and managed to keep the faith, like St. Paul said, the ones who kept walking. All those same people are going to lay their hands on you this morning, and in doing so, I pray that you will feel their power and their love flowing through you. They're the church. They taught church school. They served on council. They took out the trash. They fixed the squeaky doors. They patched the holes in the roof. And you are now fully members of this church. And in doing so, you become members of a larger community of faith, the Church Universal. The church that ended slavery, the church that broke down the Berlin Wall, the church that led the march on Selma, and the church that will stand on the side of truth even through these turbulent times. I know there are a lot of people these days who shake their head and wonder why churches are shrinking and closing their doors. A lot of people wonder what will become of the church. But the answer is right in front of us today. It's you. You are what will become of the church. You are the good soil. You're part of that holy ground on which Jesus Christ builds his kingdom, feeds the hungry, welcomes the stranger, upholds justice and freedom. And our church, the whole church, is renewed today, reborn through your confirmation vows. Today is one of the great days of your life, but so is tomorrow. Today you shine. And tomorrow, because these seeds have been planted in the wonderful soil of your life, you're going to awaken to a world that really, really needs you now. And so, may God bless your laughter and your tears, your jokes, your prayers, your hopes and your dreams. We all love you. See you next week. Amen. Will our ushers please come forward for the morning offering?
hands to come every good and perfect gift for our use. As our confirmants present their offering of praise and faith today, and we share our gifts with the world, may these be used for the building up of your kingdom through Christ our Lord. Amen. The congregation may be seated.
Good morning. My name is Callie. I would like to talk about my faith statement. It's important to have someone walk you through your faithfulness when you're unsure. With that being said, my grandpa Kevin has always redirected me to God. No matter what I was going through, he taught me to always turn to God. His guidance has shown me how to deal with stressful situations, but they weren't as stressful when I realized I had him by my side telling me it would be okay. Learning about faith is also reading the Bible. When I was reading the Bible, a Bible verse that has stuck with me is Matthew 7:1-5. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. It inspired me because I know why I shouldn't judge others when I am not perfect myself. While I'm up here, don't look at me like I am this great and perfect Christian, because there has been times where I have even questioned my faith. In those times, my grandpa was in the hospital, or the times I was struggling with my mental health. But I stopped questioning because God has a plan, and why would God put people through these things if he knew they couldn't get through it? God never wants to hurt people when putting them through tough things, but it's because he knows we're strong enough to get through them. Just because I'm getting confirmed doesn't mean I'm done with God. I plan to serve God as a disciple by sharing the gospel and offering support to anyone in need. God as Trinity means to me that there is one God, but in three people, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father created us, and he created nature. God is beautiful and can do great things. I want to thank you all for being here, and I especially want to thank Pastor Jan for all the memories and bringing us to Feed My Starving Children, where we spilt half the food on the floor. And Tucker and Leo, I know you'll miss us, and you'll be a little bored without us. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Chloe, and this is my faith statement. Plenty of people have taught me about my faith, but one of those people is my mom. Not only has she taught me about my faith, but she has explained to me how I can connect with God and help me realize why certain things happen the way they do. It's important to me because now I'm able to share what I've learned about my faith and share it with others. An experience that has deepened my faith was my great-grandma's death. I distanced myself from everyone and tried grieving on my own. I quickly realized I would never get over the situation on my own, so I started praying. I felt comfortable in God's presence, and I saw that even at my lowest times, God was always next to me, helping me through it. A Bible verse that inspires me is Luke 6:31. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This Bible verse inspires me because it reminds me to treat others like I would want them to treat me. Putting myself into someone else's shoes before acting, you never know what someone else is dealing with or going through. The meaning of God as Trinity is that although God is one, he exists as three different individuals who work together: the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son. The Father who created us, the Son who saved us, and the Holy Spirit who helps us. They all do something different, but they're all the same God. I plan to serve God by sharing the kindness and love he gave me, choosing honesty and fairness, helping others in need, and sharing my faith with everyone around me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Macy Sullivan, and this is my statement of faith. Firstly, I want to recognize three people who helped and guided me through my journey as a Christian: Barb Mostaghimi and Bob and Betty Brown. Barb is my mentor who helped me understand what being Christian means. She always made sure I was okay whenever I was in the church or out of church. Bob and Betty Brown taught pre-confirmation and helped me get closer to God. They always answered any questions I had and made the Bible easier to understand. Bob and Betty Brown are always sweet to me after our service. Barb, Bob, and Betty, thank you so much for guiding me through my confirmation journey. A life experience that changed me and helped me deepen my faith was my grandpa being sick. Despite having a number of illnesses and health problems, his faith never disappeared. My grandpa went through so many bad things in his life, and he still never questioned God. He never asked, "Why me?" And he always bounces back from his illnesses. He stays faithful and loyal to God. The Bible verse that I chose is 2 Corinthians 5:7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." This verse has a powerful impact on me. It encouraged me to trust in God rather than being controlled by what's shown in front of me. The verse also comforts me by taking steps and making choices in life using God's word. Why do I believe in God? I believe in God because He is the Creator who made the heavens and the earth in the beginning. God sent His Son down and became flesh through Jesus Christ. God sent Jesus down because He loves us and wanted to save us. Even though we were always sinning, He provided a way for people to be forgiven of their sins and to reconnect with God. The Holy Spirit came to us, so we always know that God is always there for us. The Holy Spirit guides and empowers us to serve God and remind us of His Word. No matter what form God is in, He will always love us. My plan to serve God and be a living witness as a disciple of Jesus Christ is to reflect His love for all and to use the gifts He gave me to bring Him glory. One of the gifts He gave me is to spread His Word to other people. When I first read the scripture here at the church, I was so scared, but in the end, I kept getting better at it because I knew through Christ I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Confirmation is not only the ending, but the start of a new journey. I'm now an official member of Zion UCC. This comes with many responsibilities, but also comes with a lot more blessings. One is being a part of the Zion Church family, a family that loves, supports, and helps each other strengthen their faith. The other responsibility is continuing to grow my faith. My journey isn't over yet, and I still have time to grow. I look forward to my new journey and see what it all brings.
Before Elena gives her statement of faith, I want to share Riley's statement of faith. 16 years of sharing the gospel with us at the Christmas program. She has shared her statement of faith with her voice all these years. Riley, yep, we love you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Elena Thelman, and this is my statement of faith. I'd first like to talk about one of the many people who have helped me learn about my faith and helped me strengthen it. The person I chose is my great-grandma, Mammy. Mammy has been through many hard times, but she has never given up on God. She has given lots of her time and money to her church and trusts God's plan in all aspects of her life, whether she's praying for healing for someone sick or praying for help finding her missing car keys. Mammy's everyday actions and guidance have showed me how to be a better Christian and have deepened my faith. Thank you, Mammy, for all you have done for me. A life experience that has challenged and strengthened my faith was when my grandpa had a blood clot in his heart. This came on very suddenly, and he had to undergo surgery and a long hospital stay. We didn't know if he was going to survive, and that was extremely scary for me. I continued to pray, and after multiple procedures and a long hospital stay, he miraculously survived and came home. I would like to mention that my grandpa later said that during all of this, he felt at peace and knew everything would be all right. This part really stuck out to me because in my grandpa's time of suffering, Jesus was by his side and watching over him, and my grandpa could sense that presence. My grandpa felt safe and knew that whatever happened, it was the Lord's plan. This event really deepened my understanding of the Lord and his miraculous ways. It also taught me to trust in the Lord and his plans, and that when you do, everything will be all right. I now want to ask, God is Trinity. What does that really mean? To me, it means that God created me and everything else. It also means that God loves us so much that he took on flesh and then died for us because of that love. It means that people can have love and faith like Mammy and my grandpa because of the Holy Spirit. God isn't just the Father, Son, or Holy Spirit. He is all of them rolled into one. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Is one of the Bible verses I picked because it shows me the importance of trusting in God and that all things are accomplishable through him. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and always submit to him and he will make your path straight. This is the second Bible verse I picked. This Bible verse is very important to me because I've struggled a lot with anxiety, and this verse reminds me that it isn't my plan, it's God's, and that I can't change God's plan, but I can trust it, and when I do, everything will be okay. Lastly, I plan to serve God by continuing to go to church, to trust the plan he has for me every day, to treat everyone with love, and to believe in God and his amazing abilities. I plan to live like a Christian and always keep God at the center of my life and go to heaven and spend eternity with him. I know that confirmation isn't the end. It is only the beginning. Thank you.
I present Callie Kale, Chloe Kale, Macy Sullivan, Riley Sullivan, and Elena Thelman, who desire to make public affirmation of their baptism. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these young people whom you've made your own by water and the world in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen.
You have God made with you in holy baptism, to be among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all the people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the world. People of God, do you promise to support these sisters and pray for them in their life in Christ?
We do. We do. And we ask God to help and guide us.
And now, as I call your names, I would like to ask the family and sponsors of each to please come forward to the altar for the blessing. I invite Callie's parents, her grandparents, her family members, her mentor, and anyone else who would like to bless her. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in your servant, Callie, the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. And you may be seated. Don't get too far away, just in case you would like to be here for Chloe's. Stir up in your servant the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Coming up, May. And I'd like to invite Macy's family and friends and mentor to come up and lay their hands upon her. Stir up in your servant, Macy, the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. And those of you that would like to remain up here for Riley's blessing, come on back. Stir up in your servant, Riley, the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. And you can return to your seats.